What is perhaps most remarkable is that it is all just random, frantic action, a sequence of endless encounters directed by nothing more than elemental rules of attraction and repulsion. There is clearly no thinking presence behind any of the actions of the cells. It all just happens, smoothly and repeatedly, and so reliably that seldom are we even conscious of it. Yet somehow, all this produces not just order within the cell, but a perfect harmony right across the organism. In ways that we have barely begun to understand, trillions upon trillions of reflexive chemical reactions add up to a mobile, thinking, decision-making you. Or, come to that, a rather less reflective but still incredibly organized dung beetle. Every living thing, never forget, is a wonder of atomic engineering. Indeed, some organisms that we think of as primitive enjoy a level of cellular organization that makes our own look carelessly pedestrian. Disassemble the cells of a sponge, by passing them through a sieve, for instance, then dump them into a solution and they will find their way back together and build themselves into a sponge again. You can do this to them over and over, and they will doggedly reassemble because, like you and me and every other living thing, they have one overwhelming impulse to continue to be. And that's because of a curious, determined, barely understood molecule that is itself not alive and, for the most part, doesn't do anything at all. We call it DNA, and to begin to understand its supreme importance to science and to us, we need to go back 160 years or so to Victorian England, and to the moment when the naturalist Charles Darwin had what has been called the single best idea that anyone has ever had, and then, for reasons that take a little explaining, locked it away in a drawer for the next 15 years.